Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is 7:43 now, and it is August the 11th, 8/11, which has a significance because of the month and also because of the date as it relates to a phone number. What am I talking about? We'll find out. Welcome in Tad Petella, Energy's Director of Gas Distribution. Good morning, Tad. How are you?
Hey, Tommy. Good morning. I'm well. Thanks.
God bless you for what you must get when you tell people what you do.
Well, thank you. Yeah, no, it's a great opportunity, great career, great company, and I really enjoy what I do.
Well, no, I just mean people at Crack Wise. That's all. You know, I got a Wise acre everywhere you go. Tell me why 8/11 is so important.
Absolutely. So today, as you mentioned, is National 8/11 Day, and Tommy, it was established as a means to educate our community to the potential dangers of digging without knowing what's underground. Specifically, this is really about promoting public awareness about what people can do to ensure their safety as well as the safety of others prior to embarking on any projects involving digging. And so, aside from just being good safety practice, it's actually the law. And so many people may not realize that Louisiana state dig law requires utility lines be marked before conducting excavation or digging.
People might think, you know, Dave Cohen and I were talking about this last week as a kid, you know, being a dumb kid as we all are. At one point, you tried to dig a hole in China and you get about 2 feet down, you realize with the clay in the ground and the blisters on the hand and how hard it is to work a shovel, I'm not going to do this. But it's not like the old days, right? Did you ever do that or not?
Yeah, well, absolutely. And that was before I knew about 8/11. And so I've learned a lot just, being in this role and learning about what the potential dangers of digging are. And so and I guess that's a good point, too, Tommy, you know, because a lot of times people think, dangers of digging, the need to call 8/11, that really only applies to construction companies with, mm-hmm. you know, that specialized digging equipment who may be doing projects like road work, you know, major projects, large projects. Right. But really, calling 8/11 is also necessary even for homeowners looking to spruce up their yards by planting a tree or maybe, you know, tackling a fence project which involves setting posts in the ground. And so people may not realize that. And so let's face it, you know, many of us find ourselves at home now more than we have been in a while due to COVID-19, which in some cases has meant catching up on all those to-do lists that we've been putting off for a while.
You know, that's why I brought it up, Tad, because you think – well, I only have to call if somebody has a backhoe out there or whatever it is, a bobcat or whatever. But, man, right. It's like things as minor and relatively minor, you would think, as installing a mailbox, building a deck, laying a patio.
Right. Wow. Absolutely. That's absolutely right. And so I guess the important point here, Tommy, I'm hoping folks take away is this is really an easy a process to follow. Anybody planning to dig should call 8/11, which is a toll-free number where they're connected with Louisiana's 8/11 call center who then notifies utility companies such as Entergy, so we can come out and mark our gas and electric underground lines, also other utilities, those that provide internet, phone, et cetera, so we can all come out collectively and mark our underground lines. I'll also note that, you know, all 811 requests should be made at least two full business days ahead of a planned project in order to assure adequate time for professionals to arrive at the site to mark underground utilities on the ground, either using spray paint or little flags or a combination of both. You might see a combination of both out there. And so then once these marks are made, they can then be observed and ultimately avoided throughout the project.
Somebody texted in, and I don't mean to get anybody down or anything like that, but about burying a pet. How deep are you talking about here? How close to the surface could some of these things be?
So once again, no matter what the circumstances are, anytime you're digging, and even in your own property, there exists the need to call 811. And so, you know, utility lines could be anywhere from, you know, a couple of inches to a couple of feet in depth. And I guess that is the thing, and that's why the need is there for utilities to have the opportunity to come out to make homeowners aware of where those lines are run.
So no matter what the reason for the hole, all I got to do is call 811. Doesn't cost you anything. And I guess in terms of ahead of time, how before the fact should you do this before your project?
Right. So at least two full business days before you plan to dig or do any kind of excavation. And as you mentioned, look, the bottom line is, calling 811 is one of the best ways to protect the public from harm, to prevent utility service interruptions, and also to avoid costly damage. And so, you know, I'll say this as well. Look, Entergy is committed to safely delivering reliable power and natural gas to our customers. And we're really just asking for everybody's support. Please be sure to call 811 prior to digging. As you mentioned, Tommy, it's absolutely free, and it's the law as well. State law.
Some of the texts that are coming in, come on, I'm planting a new lemon tree this weekend, and I'm not going to call 811. It's an area where I've planted a dozen trees before. Your response?
Right. So, and that's a very good question, you know, because a lot of people don't realize that. But, you know, utilities such as Entergy are regularly doing reliability projects to upgrade their systems. And so, you know, where there may not have existed a line before, you know, folks may not realize a new line may have been run since the last time that they dug or planted a tree or built that mailbox. And so, you know, things change over time. And so just out of an abundance of caution, the importance is certainly there to go ahead and call 811 in order to, prior to doing any of those type projects, even if you've dug in that same location in the past.
What about time frame on this? Let me take a break. We'll pick it up here when we come back. We're talking about Tad Patella. We're talking to Tad Patella, Energy's Director of Gas Distribution, about calling 811 before you dig. And today is August the 11th, and for whatever reason, August is an especially busy month as well, and we'll talk about that when we return. If you have any questions or comments, text them to our mortgage financial phone and text line, 504-260-1870, 750, 10 till 8, and we pause for traffic now on WWL. 7:55 now, a couple of minutes left as we talk to Tad Patella, Entergy's Director of Gas Distribution, about calling 811 before you dig on this August 11th, hence 8/11. And Joe, somebody texted in and wanted to know about how deep is, like, silly to call, or is there a depth that is silly? Explain how all of that, if you would, please.
Sure. No, and that's a really good question. I'm glad we're having the opportunity to kind of talk about this to kind of dispel some of the misnomers or whatnot. But it's really any depth at all. As soon as you stick the shovel in the ground or the bucket in the ground, in the case of excavating, it's one of those situations where utility lines could be at various depths, from a few inches below the surface to a few feet or more. And so, you know, regardless of how the lines were originally installed, we are susceptible to erosion and other type things that might affect the depth of the utility lines over time. And so for those reasons, you know, as a precaution and out of an abundance of safety, we want to make sure that folks are calling in so that utilities have an opportunity to mark those lines so residents and all others are aware of where the utility lines exist.
And again, it's against the law. If you don't, it can be against the law, and you can mind yourself. You got to pay for this if you damage it. So just call. That's all they're asking you to do. Is somebody texted in about a sprinkler system, and then they added on, can the operator tell you with Google Maps or something that there's nothing in your area, or do people have to come out?
People do have to come out. Just to be sure, you know, a lot of what we're talking about here is facilities that are installed underground. And so in many cases, Google Earth would not be able to detect where those facilities are. And so that's why, you know, the process exists to call 811 is because that is kind of the hub with which they contact all the utilities in a given area to come out with their own records. They may have records as to where all their assets are. They could have maps of those facilities, and so that's when it becomes up to the individual utilities to come out and assess the project site in question and to make sure that there aren't any utilities in the area. And if there are, that's when you know we would spray paint the ground or to use those little flags, just kind of depending on the utility that comes out.
So what it sounds like is you got nothing to lose if you're digging, no matter how deep. Just call 811, let them come out and check it, and then you know you're in the clear as opposed to thinking you don't need them and finding yourself breaking the lawn in a whole bunch of trouble.
Absolutely, Tommy. That's the bottom line. And I just want to reiterate, it is 100% free, the entire process. From the toll-free number, dialing 811, it's very easy. You kick off the process, call Louisiana One Call. They take just a minor bit of information as far as the project site. Just a couple of particulars, and then the process starts from there. And there's no charge for any of the utility companies to come out. They are the professionals. They have the information. You know, so I guess the most difficult part for homeowners is a little bit of planning to know that, hey, I want to plant that fruit tree this weekend or whatever it is. I want to install that mailbox on Saturday. And so I need to go ahead and call 811 a couple days in advance and then just let the utility companies take it from there.
August the 11th, remember we talked about 8-11 and call before you dig. Thank you, Tad. Nice talking to you.
Likewise. Thanks, Tommy.
You bet. We're going to take a break, come back with Jim Donnellan, insurance commissioner, talking about hurricane season and answering any questions you have.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.